Fireball.
Nothing beats terminal parking at Melbourne Airport. Book online for the best rates at melbourneairport.com.au.
Sonos, multi-room listening, wireless home theatre and more. Experience game-changing sound this season with Sonos.
Kane and Kingy.
All right, where else would you rather be than right here on Fireball Friday after what we saw yesterday and what is in front of us for this round of football, Anzac round? It's been magnificent so far. Well, not so good if you're Chris Fagan and the Brisbane Lions, but for everyone else, it's been a pretty solid round of football. We've got a big show coming up on the McCafe menu there, our official coffee partner. We're going to review both games, the Essendon and Collingwood epic draw at the MCG yesterday. What went wrong for the Lions last night and how good is this GWS side? Your calls as well right throughout the morning. We'd love to hear from you. You can join in the conversation with us. Essendon veteran Dyson Heppel's having a very solid year. Let me tell you, who's in the gun, the Friday agenda, and then Tom Morris with all of the latest football news. The best analyst in football is alongside of me as always. David Kingsley's name. Kingy, good morning.
Cornsy, great to hear your voice again today. Great to hear that we're actually up and going today. I was less stressed than the last couple of weeks. It's terrific when it just all the buttons work. Well, it's been a cracking start, hasn't it?
Oh,
I've seen a lot of footy in the last couple of days. Wouldn't want to be Chris Fagan waking up this morning, would you?
I listened to his media conference as I was driving in here this morning, and he had no answers. Let me tell you that. It was he had no idea what was going on. So hopefully when he reviews the performance, and we can get into this a little bit later on, and the nuts and bolts of the footy stuff, but yeah, they're a bit of a concern, Brisbane, or a major concern, really, from what they delivered last year, where we thought they would be, to what we saw in the third quarter. It was like North Melbourne was trying to defend the footy. It was, Kingy.
There's no need to bring in that reference. I've got my radar up at the moment, right? For random times you mention North when it's not required.
It was there like was another North one. Defending the football in that third quarter. Oh. And there was a lack of anything. So we can talk about that after.
It's like your mob versus a top eight team. But that's a whole other story.
Bottom 10 Ken, you called him, didn't you?
Bottom 10 Ken.
Is that what you called him?
I heard you try and defend it. Is it when you play those teams when they're in the eight or finish at the end of the year in the eight?
Well, I just wanted to be clear around what it is. What's the measure?
It's amazing.
Because a lot of you people swing the data to try and
suit
your
argument. How can you swing the data for the teams that play finals?
Okay, so that's what I wanted to know, because then I had someone else say, no, it's a team that you play when you play them if they're in the eight.
No. I'll tell you what, we'll get to the footy stuff later. We're only mucking around. We've got Emma at the back, right? She's doing some part-time work. She's not doing part-time. She's doing some work experience to get her feet under the desk in here. And she's actually doing some studying at Monash. So she's walked in this morning and she's got a big sigh. She said, geez, I'm a bit tired today. And I thought, you know, there's just stuff I don't need to hear, right? I don't need to hear that you're tired. I know she's working for nothing in here. And look, which is ironic because the two blokes she's working with, they're working for nothing as well. We're all in here. Just that we don't need to hear it today. I reckon there's things that people want to tell you that you don't need to hear. It was a bit like what you just did then with the North Melbourne thing. Like just threw that in. Didn't need to hear that.
Well, do you know what I don't need to hear?
What don't you need to hear?
When you're speaking to someone, and I get it, like small talk's hard. Like
small talk? What are you?
You're talking to someone who you don't have a close relationship with. So you're at the coffee shop, or you're in the street, or whatever. You're not friends with these people, but you're trying to strike up a conversation. I don't really care for the weather talk.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need the, gee, it's a bit cold out. Yeah, I'm aware of that. I woke up this morning, I'm in the elements, I understand it. So the weather talk is one for me that I just don't need it.
Unless you're listening to Sam Kekovich and he's going through the Karratha story. Hot out there today. that is worth hearing. You don't need to hear that you snore.
No.
Look, what's the upside of telling someone they snore? Give me one reason why you bother. Hey, you know you snore? Put there, cheers. Beauty.
Well, the poor person that is hearing
you
snore,
bad luck.
No.
What do you want me to do about it? No one wants. What else don't you want to hear? I don't reckon people want to hear their bad drivers.
Yeah. Well,
you gave your
probably,
son.
They probably,
you
they your probably son. Don't. I've got a story about that.
You gave Eddie a hard time last week about his driving.
I've got a story about, I've had a nightmare week trying to purchase a car for Eddie. and it hasn't gone well. So I'll tell
you
what happened.
I thought you had one for him. It was done.
It was done. I'll tell you what happened in a minute.
Oh, no.
I don't need to hear about people's dreams. I don't care what you dreamt about. That's one that just,
dreams.
Oh, I had this amazing dream. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah. It's not real. It's just a dream.
Unless maybe I was in it or something. If I was in it, we want to hear about it.
Was Kingy in it? Did he have clothes on?
We definitely want to hear about it.
So,
yes, and Sammy's come up with one. I don't want to hear where your 17-leg multi went wrong by one leg.
Correct.
That I couldn't be less interested.
I don't want to hear about your fantasy footy team. Couldn't give a stuff about your Supercoach team.
Don't even bring it up.
Don't tweet about it. Don't mess it. Don't tell me about your fantasy team. Yep. Don't tell me about your footy tips. The only person that cares about your football tips is you.
Yeah.
So I just
had a 45-leg multi on the weekend and missed out in one leg. I want to punch him straight away for having a 45-leg multi. Like, you are an idiot. just on that, by the way, yes.
What?
Glad you brought this up.
You brought it up.
You know, has something happened with Track My Brown? Has there been an incident with Track My Brown?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, what, there has.
What is it?
Well, there's been a big concession.
So for those that are listening to us for the first time and they've got no idea what it is, there's a guy on Twitter who is monitoring all of Nathan Brown's multis on Sports.
So Brownie does a 4-5
does a great job
every week. We love Brownie. He's a ripper fella. So he does this for Sports Bet, obviously, and this guy's keeping him accountable to his profit loss. And we just noticed there's been a shift. No longer there's the multi, it's Brownie's best bets. So there's nothing to report on.
There's no multi
as such.
No, I do a show with him on Thursday mornings, and there's still a multi involved
in that show.
It must just be another product that he's...
No, it's like he's lost confidence.
No,
he has.
Brett, I'm telling you, the one thing Nathan Brown hasn't lost is confidence. He must be the most confident man I've ever met.
I'm telling you.
You think he's doubting himself?
I think he's been hooked. I think because the profit loss is not going that well, and the advice that he's giving out is... taking a turn, I don't think he's fronting up anymore.
You think he's
have a little look at our man Track My Brown.
All right.
Tell us something that you've. Hang on, we got some. He's got. Okay.
What's happened?
I don't know. Sammy's talking to me while I'm trying to talk to you.
Oh, so that's the worst.
As soon as I said he was making no money, he's really turned on me this morning. The fact that Emma is getting experience is getting more money than the two out there at the moment is a real concern. Send us through a message if there's something that you just don't want to hear from your mates.
0433 98 11 16. What do you not need to hear when you're in a conversation? So I had this car for Eddie.
It was done.
Yeah, it was done. It was done. Bought the car. It had been in the one family for the entirety of its life.
He fell for that.
But I tried to be too tight, right? I tried to get away with buying him a car too cheap. And if there's one thing that you can't skimp on, it is a car. So I've had this car. Look, it had sat in a driveway for a couple of years and hadn't been driven. So I thought, oh, you know what, I'll speak to my guys at Mourn Team and do a magnificent job here in Adelaide, and they can service it for me. So I went in, serviced it. They called me and said, yep, all ready to go. Car's ready to pick up. So I said, Ed, jump in the car. We'll go drive and get your car. So I dropped him off. He got in the car. He drove away. I drove away thinking, I've done my job. I'm a good dad. I've bought him his first car. It'll last him a few years. And then the next one, he can sort out himself. About 5 minutes later, I've gone off to do my own thing. And I get a text message. He said, Dad, I've just pulled over at the service station. I don't think this car does 35 kilometres an hour. It doesn't go above 35 kilometres an hour.
It's got a restrictor on it.
I've gone, what? What are you talking? I said, send me your location. I'll come and I'll take it for a drive.
Did you not drive this car at all?
I didn't drive it. No,
you didn't drive the car before you bought it?
I drove it from the driveway where it had been sitting for 2 years to the service place, and it was rough. Like, it ran rough, but it had a full tank of old petrol in it and old oil. So I thought, well, once that's sorted out, this is going to be smooth as. Like, this is magnificent. I was so happy with myself.
How slow did you go?
Oh, so I just crawled to it was about 5Ks to the guy who was servicing it. Got there and I thought, he's going to sort this out. And then he rang, said, yep, all good. You come get. So anyway, Eddie's rung me, said, Dad, this car doesn't go 35 kilometres an hour. So I said, I'll come meet you. So I went, and then we get in, and I'm driving, and I start the thing, and it is rattling like this. It's like, right, it's a Mazda. I'm like, this isn't ideal, Ed. And then I go down Port Road, and he's right. So I'm. It's an automatic car, but you're going, and as it gets to changing through the gears, it wouldn't click over in the gear. So it's like revving to six, it's like revving to six, and then all of a sudden it clicks over. So you go, ooh, and it like jolts in, and I'm like, this is an absolute. So I'm stuck with this thing in my driveway, which I've bought, which is an absolute lemon.
You got it. It's yours.
It's mine, yeah. It's ours, but he can't have it. Yeah, he can't drive it because it's a piece of you know what.
We should have discussed this after you resold it. I think the value right now is just plummeted through the floor. So what's Eddie going to have to drive this thing, is he?
Well, no, it's not. It's just sitting in my driveway. Ed can drive his mum's car and I'll drive the other one. But it was a bad mistake to
That's
make.
That's a bad blue. You should have driven really it bad properly. Blue. What were you doing? I'm blaming you for that.
Well, I just absolutely.
Stop trying to get out of it.
No, I'm not. It's my fault. I've bought a lemon. I'm
Did
stuck
Ricky
with it.
Fix you up? Did you get your money from the boxing fight? Surely you can find something a bit better than that.
Exactly.
Hey, we've got a couple of good ones here. We've got a couple of good little nominations. I don't want to hear the old. I don't want to hear about your dog. Don't tell me about your holidays. I don't want to hear any stories about your kids. That's
no, what can you talk about then? What,
no, this gotta give
this
people
has gone too far.
Give people their voice.
Someone's gone on a great holiday. You know, they want to share it with you.
No, I'm with them. I don't want to see any photos. What else don't we want to hear about? We don't want to hear about umpiring decisions and free kicks. That's All not right. a bad one.
My wife just yelled out, I don't want to hear those two at 6 a.m. in the morning. For context, I walk around the house with SEN blasting from the app on my phone. That's fair. I've genuinely had a gutful of my mates and others saying an umpire is cheated. Yeah. I understand they don't get it right always, umpires, but to suggest they deliberately cheat, grow up, says Max.
Sam's gone with it. I don't want to hear one of my mates tell a story about almost bringing a chick home. That's pathetic.
Nigel's just sending through that the transmission is cooked. I'm hopeless with all things like that, Nigel. But I did get that. I did think there's something wrong with the transmission.
What are you going to do? Seriously, this is going to cost you thousands now.
No, I'm not fixing it.
You're just writing it off. How cheap was this thing? What? Give me a number.
You don't want
give
to
me a number.
How cheap was it?
I need to know now. What did this car cost?
It is my fault.
What did it cost? Give me a number.
It's worth parts.
What did it cost? I will ring Ed and he will tell me straight away what this
I'm
cost.
Not, I'm not.
What did this cost?
Kane, buy your son a brand new car, tight ass.
No, the people
Mark.
Need to know. The people need to know.
Yeah, I will.
How much
I
did you spend
will.
On your firstborn?
On my firstborn.
Your firstborn in a safe vehicle to get to work.
Well, it is. Well, I reflect back to what my dad bought me as my first car, and it was a similar type thing.
Yeah, so it was the same number, but it was
40 years later. He's just got his P's. He's going to ding it up. He's going to bang it around.
How much?
You bought Eddie a Jacob Hopper, hashtag lemon.
Nasty. Tell us how much you spent, because people want to know.
Someone wants to know, not a lot. I didn't spend a lot.
Give
someone wants to know where the quiz is. Is the quiz back this morning?
I'll do the quiz if you give me the number.
I'll give you a range.
A tight range.
It was between 2.5 and 6.
No, closer, closer than that, please. I think it was 2.5, wasn't it? It was 2.5.
Oh no!
What are you?
Oh no!
You can't get a good skateboard for 2.5.
You can't get an electric bike for 2.5. What a disaster!
2.5. This is a bloke making 1.5 a year. Oh my god!
Oh, it was a bad.
No, we don't need all three of the kids. I'll just give the oldest one. 2.5 grand. I want to hear from people out there. What are your thoughts on Kane spending $2,500 on the first car that he's bought his kids. I feel for Eddie. Oh, you know what? I've always worried about him. Now I'm really deeply concerned.
He's all right. He's sport. We spoiled him. Hey, Johnny, We genuinely spoil him. While I compose myself, John's got a good story for us. And you want
to... I don't reckon it was 2.5 either. I reckon it was 1,800.
Right.
I need to hear from Eddie.
All right. I need to compose myself. We've got a big show coming up. We will talk some football, I guarantee you that.
I'm starting to GoFundMe for Ed.
And Johnny, we'll get to you on the other side of this. We're running.
Kane and Kingy.
All right, we're back. I've been told the quiz is returning as well, so stay tuned for that.
A lot of feedback.
What's the feedback been like?
I'm strong. Strong feedback.
Strong feedback.
There's a heavy stench of this vehicle having a one in front of it.
No, it didn't have one in front of it.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm currently on the phone to a couple of people at Mourn Team who know a fair bit about this vehicle. And we may or may not have someone coming on soon to discuss what you've purchased and what you paid for it.
They are good people down there. It wasn't their fault. It was sold your iPhone, but no, there wasn't a one in front of it. Hey, Johnny, thanks for waiting patiently. You played a prank on one of your workmates.
No, I'm playing a prank on one of my workmates, and I was having a chuckle about it until I heard about this car, and it's not so funny, because that's actually the funny story this morning.
What do you got?
Anyway, old mate Essendon supporter, he's a bit up and about at the moment. I've set an alarm on the work phone to play the Collingwood theme loud and proud at 9:02 while he's in a very important 9 o'clock meeting.
Nice.
Is that happening this morning?
It's on Monday.
All right.
It's going to happen on Monday when all the bosses are there.
Not sure you can play the theme song when they didn't necessarily lose and Collingwood didn't necessarily win.
Yeah, but he's Essendon. All the Essendon supporters are up and about it, aren't they?
They are.
You think they're celebrating like it was a win. All right, Johnny, thanks for your thoughts, mate.
Good on you, mate. We might get quickly to Nick while he's...
Let's go to Nick. You got some feedback, Nick?
Mate, I'm just glad it's dark at the moment because I'm driving on the freeway laughing like a moron. But, I used to work at a suburban police station, which was a very narrow, and if you needed to move one car to get out, you needed to move three or four others. And one guy's turned up, yeah, not a bad wage, with this absolute clap bucket. And one of the sergeants just couldn't move it. It was, you needed to do three or four things before you'd even start it. The sergeant's taken it out on the road, actually put a canary on it, a notice of unroadworthy on it, put it back in the driveway, and he goes, you've got 7 days to fix it. And he thought he was joking. He goes, nope, here's all the paperwork. I've submitted the paperwork. You've got 7 days to go and fix it.
Oh, that's gold. You haven't got a photo of this car for us, have you? You can upload. Send it through.
No,
I think the people need to see.
I'm not uploading it.
I will get a photo of this car before the show's out. If you refuse to do it.
See, cars are a waste of money. That's what I always...
Not at your joint, they're not.
They are.
Don't spend much.
Cars are a waste. Just want a car that gets you from A to B.
They had more expensive lunches than your car.
You wanted to speak about Jamie Elliott.
Oh, well, I would just think that a lot of people talking after yesterday's amazing draw, that the most vivid memory of football they'll have for a long time is that mark. And it was a spectacular mark, wasn't it? Sometimes the vision doesn't necessarily do them justice, and sometimes the still shot doesn't either. I just was wondering what their most vivid memory was, something that sat with them for a long time. It might have been 5 years, it might have been 25 years, it might have been longer, but what's the most vivid memory you've had from one of your footballing days?
From going to the football, you're sitting there, what is the one, or not the one, but what is your most vivid memory that you've seen at the football? And if you were there yesterday, what sort of spot did you have for that mark? Have you got one, Kingy?
Kane, I'm a single dad of three kids. I just bought my twins their first car, a Suzuki Swift, 15K each. You need to lift. There's a lot happening here. This guy, he's up on Kane Kingy. I paid $2,700 for my first car. Admittedly, it was 1987.
Dave on the road. What a What's inflation take that
to? You buy a house for $3,500.
What's 2.7 in 1987
Yeah, in
today's dollars? Yeah. I think there's a thing you can do with that on the computer. You can work that out. So I might do that. But
I'm starting to worry about child two and child three.
Yeah, they're in trouble. I will sort it out. I will.
You'll have to
come up with a resolution.
We need a photo of this.
I will sort this out.
You've got to give the people what they want. We need a photo of this car.
I've got to sell this thing. I've got to actually.
You got no way of selling this.
I've got to sell it on.
Just write it off, man. Drive it into Morning Team and say, guys, get what you can for it. I just need this out of my life. You can't sell that. You can't put your reputation on the line by trying to recover $2,000.
I might just take it. I might just drive it. It might be my car from now on.
That'd be embarrassing, wouldn't it? There he is. The captain of SEN coming down the road. He'll be here in 20 minutes. He's only going to go 3Ks. He won't be long.
He can't go 35.
He won't be long. Now, the quiz is back. We're doing the quiz.
All right. We're doing the quiz. So where are we at? So 2,700 in 1987 is worth 7,873 today.
I think that's a solid figure. You know what? I think.
So what is the right figure for me to spend on my son's first car?
I would be thinking 10.
10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. You probably pick that up. You probably have that by the end of the weekend if you're serious. Has anyone got any functions they want Kane to do? He's looking to raise some funds to get his kids a car that actually works. He spent $1,500 on one for his young fella. It hasn't gone well.
I've lost it this morning. Give us a call on the Mimosa Homes open line.
We need four.
Mimosa Homes Platinum promotion is on now. Four functions.
$2,000 a function. We'll knock this on the head before the weekend's out.
And then I'll sell the one I bought for two, and I'll try and get two.
You're not selling that.
The Live Golf is on as well. It's flying here in Adelaide. It's all happening, let me tell you. So that's back from today until the 28th. Final tickets are on sale now at livegolf.com.au. And this is Fireball Friday on SEN Breakfast, thanks to our great friends at Melbourne Airport Parking. You can book online for the best rates, melbourneairport.com.au. And for Sonos, experience game-changing sound. This season with Sonos,